Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. Thank you for being here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Hour number two, and if you missed any of hour number one, you can pick it up at the website. We'll have that up for you this afternoon in the podcast area, and you can pick up the podcast of it. Welcome to all of those that are watching us on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. Also, you might also be watching us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We've got that video streaming up there for you, and hope that you are enjoying the program. Well, folks, as we do here on Wednesdays, we bring our constitutional expert on. You can find him at ChosenGenerationRadio.com under CG Contributors. David Shostokas is with us. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Greg. It's great to be with you and them and your audience on Wednesday, as always, the high point of the midweek.
Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Well, listen, I've got to ask: Are you wearing your bulletproof vest and your combat helmet? Because I know you do a lot of work in and around Chicago, and I understand that if somebody gets upset with you there and considers you to be a mutual combatant, they might start shooting in your general direction, or you don't even have to be the target, right? Because it could be two people that just get into it, and you just happen to be, sitting at the cafe. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. There's been a couple of instances in the last couple of weeks where one involved a couple of guys that were in a physical altercation in a driveway. One of whom had a knife, one of whom didn't. And the guy with the knife killed the other guy, literally killed the other guy. And the state's attorney, Kim Fox, declined to prosecute the murderer because she called it mutual combat. And then the following week, there was a shootout that involved like two cars and five guys, leaving three people shot and one person dead, no charges filed, mutual combat was fought. And of course, that's just an incredible mutual combat is in fact a kind of a long ago concept in terms of things that both parties consented to be part of an altercation, one with the other, kind of like a duel or showdown as they're marching down the street in the Old West. But that none of that gives permission to other people. And more mutual combat is more a defense against a civil lawsuit that has nothing to do with the criminal law over time. That is, the people Well, it's kind of like the guys at the hockey game, you know, the hockey players that they're in the midst of the game, and one guy gives a heart check to the other guy, and then they start fighting on the ice. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the concept, you know, of historically of that kind of idea in the law. But it was never a situation that would allow someone to kill somebody.
Well, can you imagine that would have been, you know, implemented right during the old wars between, you know, Al Capone and his rival gangs, right? Shooting up the streets of Chicago. Wait, no, you can't arrest any of us. It's mutual combat. It's a turf war, so it's just mutual combat.
It's utter insanity. Now it's become a crazy place. Here's an interesting statistic. In and around the Chicago expressways that go around the Chicago area, there have been, in fact, 185 expressway shootings this year. People driving down the highway and catching a bullet. That statistic is as astounding as any other, because everybody goes, well, it's gangs, and the gangs are, you know, killing off each other and drug things and whatnot. You know, there's people literally innocently driving down the expressway catching a bullet 185 times so far this year. And that's what, about four times a week, you know, almost once every work day, that somebody driving in and around the Chicago area on the highways picks up a bullet. And you don't hear that. You hear the statistics about the, you know, 55 shot over the weekend and three or four dead, and but they almost publish it like a box score anymore. And that's because, of course, the prosecutor, primarily in Cook County, primarily Kim Fox, treats the jail as a revolving door. And it's hard to blame the police when they don't investigate or don't arrest, when the census is that they're not going to be prosecuted.
Blame guns, right, David? They would say, no, that's, you know, the problem here is you know, this is, there's too many guns. Well, but these gang members and other criminal elements, you know, they're not going to just voluntarily show up and say, you know, you said I can't have a gun, I guess I'll turn mine in. I mean, obviously, they don't care about that, because and really the fact that they are not prosecuting and which is horrific. I agree, it's a terrible thing. But the reality is that they've been doing these kinds of shoot-ups for, you know, a very long time. It's just now all of a sudden the prosecutor is saying, hey, you know what? By the way, we're not even going to bother to prosecute you.
Well, this is incredible. I was a Cook County prosecutor back when we actually arrested and prosecuted people.
Yes.
When Cook County Jail itself is built to hold a little over 12,000 people, and the population generally, while I was in the office, generally varied somewhere in the low 11,000 range, and which meant that the bad people who were dangerous to society were being kept off the streets in large measure. And currently, the population of Cook County Jail is a little over 3,000, which means, you know, if you're gonna think about that, there's about 8,000 people that historically would have been not available to harm the public and are out and about harming the public. We have the same situation. I mean, of course, you hear the broken windows theory that if you enforce the small laws, then that has a ripple effect in terms of people determining that they're not going to break the big ones. But we're just doing the reverse by apparently, you know, for all practical purposes, the state's attorney has legalized retail theft, i.e. shoplifting, by indicating that despite the fact that the law says if you take anything of value over $300, you've committed a felony, she won't charge anything unless somebody takes $1,000 or more. And that's just her policy, and that's prosecutorial discretion. It's not, and so the end result is, of course, is that people go into the store and I imagine they have a calculator on their cell phone and they add up what they got and they go, okay, we got $900 and change. we're going to leave now because they're not going to prosecute us because it's less than 1,000.
Right.
And then you wind up with the same circumstances where the security guards, knowing that these guys won't be prosecuting, why should they put themselves in harm's way? It's a horrible, horrible situation that's kind of spiraling out of control.
Well, in San Francisco, Walgreens just announced they're closing 5 more stores.
Yes.
For that very reason. They're just
for
closing those
reason.
Stores. But and there's a ripple effect, of course, because that means 5 stores that might employ, 30, 40 people, right? For all the shifts that they,
yeah.
they have, pharmacists that are no longer going to have a place to work, a variety of individuals that are no longer going to have a job, and neighborhoods that are no longer going to have those services available to
right.
them as well. So, there are a number of, kind of throw the pebble in the pond kind of ripple effects that are taking place as a result of, higher up law enforcement basically creating a lawless environment.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Greg. And what can we do about it? Well, we can actually do some things in terms of taking a look at the people who are in charge of prosecuting. Nobody, this is everybody. So many folks, of course, focus on the national politics and the White House and those things. When you and I had Sheriff Root of Macon County on a couple of weeks ago. We were talking with the sheriff about these kinds of things, and one of the comments was, your local sheriff, your local law enforcement, your local prosecutors, day in and day out, they have probably more effect on people's lives than Joe Biden does, and as miserable as these 9 months have been, Kim Fox has probably had more effect in terms of people that are actually dead in Chicago than Joe Biden. And nobody talks about that relationship and how we need to pay attention to these local things.
Absolutely. Because, it's interesting because you mentioned a little bit earlier about taking care of the little laws like, broken windows, and those will create deterrence, right, for those who might be considering breaking a bigger law. It's kind of the same thing. You have to start at your local, whether it's your city or your county, then your state. But you've got to get the local taken care of and start working on that. And then the federal will begin to come into alignment, because the people who are going to be running for office then at the federal level will begin to become aligned with the people who you have elected to put into local positions.
Yeah, and it's a proven strategy. It's a proven thought that it, in fact, does work to clear these things up. But obviously, there are people who don't care about whether it works because their actual goal is chaos.
What does this say about the position of, cities' district attorneys or counties' district attorneys or a state attorney general about the significance of who is actually sitting in those chairs?
It says that those offices, the occupation of those offices is perhaps more critical than any other offices around. In terms of the sheriffs and local prosecutors, they are as critical to the health, well-being, and safety of American citizens as anybody is.
When we get back, folks, we're going to take a break. When we get back, though, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, David, because I know that's something that is deeply, concerning to you, and I think it should be concerning to all of us. And it's one of the tacts that the Soros Foundation and the Soros people have done. They have gone after local district attorney positions and funded radical people. We have one out in Houston that's incredibly radical. Back with more right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Again, my guest, David Shostokas. You can find David at CG Contributors on the chosengenerationradio.com website. CG Contributors. And he's also written constitutional soundbites. That's something you can pick up, as well as his newest writings on the Declaration of Independence. David, we're talking about DAs and attorney generals, and really the significance of that office and why it's important that we're paying attention to that. And then I know there's an event coming up about grassroots training, but talk about why you know, these positions, because they're elected positions in so many states or in so many cities, that district attorney, that is an elected position, and it's important that we get the right people in there, isn't it?
That's exactly correct, Greg. In addition to the DAs and the local guys, there's also, you know, in about, I think it's 36 or 37 states, the attorney general is independently elected. And, you know, everybody complains about what the governors are doing, but if you have the appropriate person in the attorney general, they can actually control what the governor does, because more often than not, the attorney generals are the ones that defend the governor's actions in court. And if the attorney generals were to sit down as or the attorney generals of the states where the governors are overstepping their authority were to sit down and tell the governor, listen, we are not going to defend this in court because what you're doing is unconstitutional, the governors could be brought to heel attorney generals where they are independent constitutional officers. The attorney general's situation regarding the states is so much different than the attorney general of the United States, which, of course, everybody pays attention to and gets all the publicity, because he's appointed by the president and works in the administration.
Right.
In the local areas where the prosecutors and these various parties, like the attorney general, are independently elected, they do not owe their duty or their responsibility, their loyalty to government. They owe their duty, loyalty, responsibility to the people. And this is something many folks have not been educated upon and don't understand. But they have their own independent legal authority, and we need to hold them to that. And to the extent that we can do that, you have to be involved in many respects. And as we're talking off the air, this weekend here in the Illinois area, there's something called the Illinois Conservative Union 2021 Strategy Conference. And at that conference, it's not going to be like a pep rally where everybody gets together and goes rah, rah, rah. We're pro-life and we're pro-guns and et cetera, et cetera. No, it's about how to become an election judge. What do you do if you're an election judge? How to be a poll watcher? What authority does a poll watcher have? How to do canvassing? Things like this. This is how to actually affect things in your neighborhood and your world by being involved in the political system, what kind of contributions you can make. I'll be speaking at this conference in Illinois. And if anybody listening knows anybody in Illinois, ask them to take a look at the Illinois Conservative Union Facebook page that has a link to the event that's going on all day Saturday with breakout sessions. And there are, and if you look, there are other organizations, notably Freedom Works, where I spent 3 days in D.C. last week, that do this kind of training and make it available to folks. And so you should look for that kind of stuff so that you can actually be involved and do something. Don't sit around and throw your shoes at the TV or complain to your computer that this is so horrible.
Get involved. Out there and do something. No question about it. David, thanks so much for being here. I know you're going to have to jump off right away.
Yeah,
here.
I've got court in 2 minutes.
Okay. I appreciate you, my friend. Folks, I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Don't go anywhere. Dee Dee Loggison is with us, and we have someone that is joining us today who was impacted by the injections and is going to talk to us about theirs. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.